how does lying down help?
When our body is upright, it is in survival mode, on the lookout for food or danger. But once we lie down, we switch to a more reflective mode. Our attention is no longer focused on the world around us, and this gives ideas a chance to rise to the surface.
What if you just fall asleep?
That's not a problem either. There are many examples of inspiration coming to people in their sleep. The Danish physicist Niels Bohr claims the structure of the atom came to him in a dream. The same thing happened to Paul McCartney, who woke up with the melody for the song Yesterday going round and round in his head. And author Stephanie Meyer says she got the inspiration for her Twilight novels from an especially vivid dream.
That's fascinating. But why would dreaming help creativity? What's the connection?
It might be that we connect things in new ways in our dreams. That's how Steve Jobs described creativity, by the way. He said that it's just connecting things. And that's something we can also do when we're awake.
What do you mean by that?
Take Art Fry, for example. He's working at the 3M company.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows about a failed product they have developed. It's a weak glue that doesn't seem to be of any use to anyone. Then one day he's in church, and the paper bookmark keeps slipping out of his hymn book. It's annoying, but as he picks it up from the floor, he makes a connection, a link between the glue that nobody wants and his problem with the sliding bookmark. And that's how the Post-it note was born, used by millions all over the world.
But that sounds a lot like Locke. I mean, he happened to know about the failed glue, and he happened to be having a problem with his bookmark.
And he happened to make the connection. A lot of people wouldn't have. What I think we need to do is to encourage people to make connections between seemingly unrelated things. Now, there are a number of exercises you can use to do this.